Today in this hemisphere, it is May 30th, 2019. And everything on this call is being recorded. The recording will be available to registered members as a download from our website. You can go to dralexanderlloyd.com and look under the resources section. There will be a link there where you can find the recording. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process. Uncertainty about doing it right may slow down your progress. And as you ask your questions, many others receive benefit from that because I think we all have the same questions as we are learning this process. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the Healing Codes. When you hear your peers describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can easily form pictures of your own ultimate success. Our disclaimer is that the Healing Codes are not intended to diagnose, treat, or heal any mental condition, physical or mental condition, or their symptoms. The Healing Codes deal with issues of the heart, and it's on the spiritual issues that we focus our attention. The opinions that I express are my own opinions. If they serve you, I am pleased. If not, you can simply let them go. So let's start tonight by doing an experience of doing the Universal Code together. The Universal Code is in Dr. Alex's book, The Healing Codes. It's a simple process that you can do in 6 to 10 minutes and very beneficial. So let's take a moment and just ground ourselves for a moment. So I want you to just close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. And simply just take some a long deep breath in and exhale with a nice big sigh. Take another deep breath in. And again, let it out with a sigh. And one more breath. And exhale. And let your breath just flow in and out. And you might just slightly deepen the breath from how you normally breathe. Just a little bit longer inhale, a little bit longer exhale. And just sit there and watch your breath. Just ask yourself a question. What is it in my experience that I would like to shift or change? What would I like to heal in my life? And when you've identified something, just focus on that for a moment. And notice your thoughts around it. Notice what you feel, what emotion that you feel. Notice if you feel that in any particular place in your body. And then ask yourself, and as you do this exploration, just notice if there's a particular thoughts around it. You know, what belief? Well, actually, before we go there, as you focus on this and you identify the emotion that you're feeling, ask yourself if there was a time in your life where you felt that same or similar emotion. And it can be something all the way back into your childhood, something more recent. And you might have several memories. You just pick something that is either the earliest memory or the memory with the strongest charge to it. As you identify this that memory, and you've identified the emotion, and notice, you know, what beliefs you might have formed out of that memory, and your thought and thinking process will help identify what beliefs, what unhealthy beliefs. And just jot down one or two unhealthy beliefs that you maybe may have had from that experience. And then ask yourself, what would you like to be experiencing instead of what you are in spirit experiencing? What is that part of you that's feeling that negative emotion? What would that part of you like to feel? What does that part of you need and want? What is that hunger for? And then out of that hunger, that thought of what would I like to be experiencing instead, create a truth-focused statement or a love picture. And then I'm going to read the prayer request, and we get to the point of the blank where you put in your request. Take a moment and just create a headline for your challenge, and that's what you're going to put in the prayer request. So I request that all known and unknown negative images unhappy beliefs and destructive cellular memories, whether imagined, witnessed, dreamed, experienced, absorbed, or inherited from any and all time, space, dimensions, and all physical issues related to, including your challenge there. Be found, open, and healed by infusing me with the light, life, and love of God. I also ask the effectiveness of this healing code be increased to its greatest, highest level for my greatest good at this time, and that the healing be made gentle and easy. And then bring both fingertips and point them at the bridge. And say your truth focus statement. Let your breaths be slow and deep. Without forcing or trying to manipulate the breath, just gently slower, make the breath a little slower, a little bit deeper. Now move your fingertips to the Adam's apple. And simply pointing fingertips at the Adam's apple, breathe. Repeat your truth focus statement or your love picture. And to the jaw and focusing your fingertips on the jaw, simply breathe. Repeat your truth focus statement or use your love picture. Move your fingertips to the temple. Continue to breathe. Allow yourself to simply be relaxed. Engaging your truth focus statement or love teacher. Notice how you feel. Notice any shifts as you do the code. Bring your fingertips back to the bridge. Breathe and relax. Let's feel what's happening. Bring your fingertips to the Adam's apple. Continue to breathe and relax. And bring your attention to your jaw. Continue to breathe, relax, and just feel. Notice how you feel as the code progresses. You notice tension dropping away. Or do you notice a rise in emotion or something uncomfortable? Trusting that the code is healing and neutralizing anything that is blocking your happiness. Bring your attention to your temple. Continue to breathe and relax. And bring your attention to the bridge. Bring your attention to your Adam's apple. Staying present with your experience. To your job. Bring your fingertips to your job. To your temple. Your arms relax down and take a moment and just feel. Now think back on your experience. Notice your challenge, what you felt when you started. What emotion you felt and how strong it was. And just notice there's been changes or shifts. So, anybody have any questions? Hmm. So no questions. So let's think for a moment about I think the whole point of the healing codes is to help us to be free from painful experiences, unhealthy beliefs, in our programming that we grew up with, so that we can be free to live from a place of love and be more present in our lives and more fulfilled. Because all of us, from the time we're born, we have negative experiences that we interpret and create judgments around, or just interpret them, sometimes trying to make sense out of a painful or confusing situation. And then trying to make sense out of something that really may not make sense at all, we create, draw a conclusion or a belief system. And often underneath that is belief systems is an emotion that we haven't been willing to feel. Maybe anger, maybe sadness, maybe fear. And underneath that emotion is the painful memory, the destructive cellular memory. And that belief system colors the way that we see the world. It's like seeing the world through a particular lens. And that lens through which we view the world also acts as a filter, keeping us from seeing things that we might otherwise see if we weren't looking through a particular lens. And in that way, it limits our experience. When we limit our experience, we look through life through a particular lens that is driven by an unhealthy belief, that is driven by an unfelt emotion, that is driven by a negative experience. Can leave us feeling unfulfilled and hungering for that fulfillment. And too often in our lives, we try to find that fulfillment outside of ourselves through things in people and relationships. But what we don't know is that as we heal through a beautiful technology like the healing codes, and we can identify those unhealthy beliefs, the emotion, the memory, and heal that memory and feel and release the emotions and re-script the unhealthy belief into a life-supportive belief. Then we can find fulfillment, and that fulfillment doesn't necessarily come from outside, but it comes from inside, because as we heal those cellular memories, we become more and more in touch with our own true nature, which is love. And what we'll find there, the more we heal, the more love we can feel, the more we love, allow to flow through our hearts, the more expansive our lives become, our relationships become more harmonious, our abundance in all things grows, and our sense of fulfillment deepens, and our connection with other people increases, and our desire to be kind and supportive of others increases. And we feel contentment, peace, and fulfillment from within. So even as we feel all this contentment and peace from within, and we're not looking for it through external things, it's like all that abundance starts to flow to us anyway, instead of having to grasp for it. Because it was just waiting for us to open to our hearts. To receiving. So we're very blessed to have someone like Alex Lloyd, who has brought this powerful tool into the world. We're blessed to have the healing codes that are such a simple yet powerful tool to cleanse our hearts and our minds and our emotions and bring us back into touch with the truth of who we are, which is love, and strengthen our connection with God. It all seems so simple as I say it, and yet in reality it's not all as simple as it seems, because we become very accustomed to our unhealthy beliefs. We become accustomed to our filters through which we view the world. We become accustomed to not feeling the love that we are. And we become so accustomed to that sometimes we don't even want to let it go because it feels safe. It's the known. As we let go of that, we're stepping out of the known into the unknown. And the unknown is often simply scary, simply because it's not known. And the mind goes, what if? What if something bad happens? What if it's worse than what I'm experiencing now? At least I know I can handle what I'm experiencing now, but I don't know. I don't know what's down that road. So sometimes we have to put a little focus in navigating that part of us who wants to stay safe. Who wants to stay in the known. Luckily, we have a beautiful tool called the Healing Coach that is a very safe and gentle way of healing those wounds without having to muck around in the mud too terribly much, and sometimes not at all. To gently and progressively unweave the matrix of beliefs, emotions, cellular memories that tie us or bind us or reduce us to less than who we really are. So really, the Healing Codes is a journey of meeting ourselves with love and compassion, identifying the things within us and around us that cause, that take away our inner peace, and identifying the core roots of why our inner peace is disturbed. It's never about the other person. It's always about our own unhealthy beliefs, unfelt emotions, and destructive cellular memories. And as we begin to take responsibility for that, not responsibility in a way that's blaming, but responsibility in a way that says, I can be more than this. And I'm willing to look inside myself. I'm willing to look inside and see my own pain and see my own discomfort and see things in my past that have been painful. And to acknowledge this stuff with love and to use this wonderful tool of the Healing Codes to help neutralize and resolve and dissolve all those things that are holding us back from a greater expression of who we are. And for all of that, I hold the Healing Codes in great regard, great esteem, and such gratitude that so many people in the world are practicing this beautiful modality that helps us to open our hearts and connect with others who are opening their hearts. And by opening our heart one memory at a time, one Healing Code at a time, and we add to the collective consciousness our light, our love, our freedom. We not only transform ourselves, but we transform the world. Make the world a better place with every Healing Code we practice. With every unhealthy belief that we re-script with every new truth focused statement that we adopt and embrace. With every negative emotion we feel and release, and every positive emotion we feel and ground. And with our spoken words, with acts of kindness towards others, we're contributing to the salvation of mankind. So even though as we are often drawn into this practice of a healing coach to heal our own pain and our own misfortune, and our own struggles. As we do that, we are also healing, contributing to the healing of the planet on which we live, and every heart in it that has experienced the same challenges that we are healing in ourselves. So doing the healing codes is no little thing. It's a gift that we've been given by God. And we use it for ourselves and our friends and share it with others. We are spreading light and love into the world. And as we do that, it comes back to us 10,000-fold. And our lives become more and more blessed. Well, I'm going to pause here and see if anybody has any questions or comments. Let's press star 2 if you have any questions or comments. There's no hands raised, and there's not a lot of people on the phone, so what I'd like to do is to just end. We might end a little early, but I'd like to end with a custom code. And that custom code is going to be to anchor love in my heart and into the planet. So when we do this code, we're literally anchoring love into our heart. And what that means is that love that we anchor permanently resides in the heart. And it will continue to draw love into it. And then that will simply grow. So we're going to start out with both hands straight. And just breathe, full deep breath. Think, I am now opening my heart to receiving love. I am anchoring that love into my heart. I welcome love into my heart. And maybe both hands jump. I open my heart to receive love. As I receive love and anchor it into my heart, I allow that love to fill my entire being. As I allow love to fill my heart, I automatically assist others in opening their own hearts to love. Left jaw. Right temple. I am love. I am love. I give love. I receive love. I am love. I am love. I give love. I receive love. In both hands, Adam's apple. I open my heart to receive love. With each breath, I anchor love into my heart. With each breath, I am growing in love. My love and respect for myself is increasing. My love and acceptance of others is increasing. I feel connected. I feel home. Bring your hands and just place them over your heart. And continue to breathe and feel your heart. And imagine with each beat of your heart that that heart is pumping love through every cell of your body, to every organ, to the space between the cells, to the glands, muscles, skin, joints. Feel yourself being saturated with love. And imagine you could share that love with a picture in front of yourself, someone that you love. And just think of them. As you think of them or picture them, just direct that love to them. And then picture someone with which you have a challenge or some difficulty. And imagine you could share that love with them. You don't even have to talk to them or be with them, but just from your heart, wish them love and healing. And think of someone that you know who is in pain or challenged or suffering. And direct that love to them, wishing for them peace in their hearts and love and healing, whatever that needs to look like for them. And imagine you could just send that love to every heart on the planet, simply through your intention. Knowing that love is the ultimate healer. Everyone needs love, whether they're kind or cruel. They need to feel love. And bring that love back into yourself and anchor it in your own heart, knowing that you are a vehicle of love. You are an open channel for God's love in this world. And through your actions and thoughts and deeds, you have the opportunity to share that love many times each day. In small ways, in large ways. And sometimes simply by doing nothing but being still. And let your arms just relax down by your sides, into your lap. And just take another breath and just receive this healing. And let it continue to unfold into your life and into your heart. And as you're ready, you can just let your eyes open and just come back. So I thank you for being here tonight. It's been my pleasure. My honor to be with you. So I'll be back in another 3 weeks. So, anybody have any comments, questions, anything they want to share before we close for tonight? Okay. Okay, so with that, I'm just going to open up the lines, and anybody who wants to say anything can, and then we will close. So thank you for being here.
Good night, Bindu. Thank you for sharing tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. And to everyone else in the call, blessings.